When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Now, before we get to clean up on aisle three, I've been told that Linnell, dude from section 208 is here to see you.
Oh, so you're the guy from 208? That's crazy. I'm being assaulted over the air in real time.
He's got you in the Cobra clutch.
Absolute insanity. Are you even hip to the story, though? Are you actually even hip to what I'm talking about, though? My rant that I went on Friday morning.
I'm from 208.
You're the guy from section. You're B Bizzle on Twitter?
Yeah.
You're not B Bizzle on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's no way you're B Bizzle.
Ask about me.
Are you actually B Bizzle?
Yeah.
So B Bizzle DM'd me on Instagram this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you say what he said?
Well, no.
Oh.
He said
he's really that angry with
I
you?
I mean, he was sending homophobic slurs.
Whoa.
Like calling me names.
I mean, I think you should appropriately block him and report him is what you should do.
JJ Fad 89 is the page he created. I think he created it just to troll me. The page has five people it's following: Ice Spice, Shea Gilgis Alexander, Lana Del Rey, Barack Obama, and Benito Antonio are the five people that this page follows.
And you.
Well, no, he doesn't follow me.
Oh. Okay.
This is crazy. Come in here.
I've had it. All right. We can worry about that in a little bit.
It's insanity.
We're just cleaning up on aisle three. All right. So here's a story that I want to get to. So the transfer portal, the unlimited transfer portal, and NIL drives me insane. It's ruined college athletics already. It will continue to ruin college athletics. Here's a story for you. Cade McNamara, remember him? He was at Michigan, then transferred to Iowa. He's entered the transfer portal again!
What?
And is trying to play a seventh college season.
Oh my God.
In 2025.
We got to do something about
that. He's a graduate transfer, threw for 1,522 yards, 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 13 games with the Hawkeyes during his 2 years in the program. I thought he was only with them this year, but apparently he was with them in 2 years. Started his career in Michigan, but trying to look to play in a third program while also playing again a seventh college season. We saw that there was a Miami tight end, I want to say, that was caught a touchdown pass earlier this year that was playing in his ninth season in college football because of injuries and red shirts and this, that, the other thing. He would need McNamara a NCAA grant to get an additional year of eligibility because of the season-ending knee injury he suffered at Michigan in 2022, which then led to J.J. McCarthy taking over, which then led to J.J. McCarthy winning a national championship and, again, McNamara switching and transferring to Iowa. All right, so that's that story. Did you have a problem, Mr. Linnell Willingham, with Alabama? Alabama and their three losses, getting essentially the final bid to the college football playoff in last night's penultimate college football playoff ranking over two-loss Miami, who both programs do not play this weekend.
Yeah, I did have a little bit of an issue with it. I think the reputation of both of the programs went into this decision. Whether that's fair or not is up for debate. But Bama's had some head scratching losses this year, man. If you're a Hurricanes fan, you have every right to feel like your program was screwed. Mm-hmm. Let's just hope, right, that they don't suffer the same fate of in conference rival Florida State, to where they bitch and moan all offseason and come back and suck next year. That's my warning to the
U. That's a strong opinion. I don't know if that's exactly what led to Florida State's demise, but certainly...
I mean, you lose your quarterback, things change.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you can make that argument. Here's the one thing that I would say. Look, Miami was, again, Miami was a good team. Nobody's disputing that. They were 6-2 in the conference. They were overall 10-2 on the year, right? However, inexcusable losses... Inexcusable might be a stretch, but really hard to stomach losses.
Yeah.
At Syracuse last weekend, blew a lead. At Georgia Tech, had a chance at the end. But here's the thing for me, and this is where I'm always going to get in trouble. I'm looking for nuance and context.
Yeah.
Miami had 10 wins, true. And they demolished Florida and Gainesville before Florida woke up and smelled the roses. They demolished other teams like Ball State and South Florida, great. They did not play well enough to win, and yet somehow won against Virginia Tech in Miami on that Friday night.
I remember that.
And the next week on the road at Cal, and again, they won both of those games. Then the week after that, they played at Louisville, and again, they won a game that they, in my opinion, did not deserve to win. Now, I'm not saying Louisville deserved to win, but Miami didn't deserve to win either. And yet they won all three of those games. And so to me, where I run into the problem is this. I look at those three wins as not wins.
I know they happened, though. I get what you're saying.
But they're not quality. Like wins that they deserve to win.
Do you know what I think that maybe the stronger argument is for? Who the stronger argument is for? Because they're in the same conference and they have some similar opponents is Ole Miss. Ole Miss to me is the answer. Like that's the group that ultimately is look at Ole Miss's performance against Georgia.
Yeah,
look at Alabama's performance against.
Look at Ole
Georgia.
Miss just a couple of weeks at home in Oxford, where they inexcusably lost, and Jackson Dart played terrible.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did they lose to that day? Okay. I have to look it up.
South Carolina, bad loss. What about the South Carolina?
Well, South Carolina is the one argument, is the team that I would argue. Again, I look at how teams are playing, not just at the end of the season. You look at South Carolina, it's been a steady climb. Yeah. It's been an ascending steady.
Mr. Sellers.
It's not two or three wins at the end of the year, and they beat Clemson, obviously, the other day. South Carolina deserves to be in over Miami, over Alabama, over Ole Miss, over any of these
I hear your argument with that. They're an ascending team at the moment.
But again, not just two or three wins. It's been a steady climb.
Right.
For them throughout the year. We could argue
I was going to say, I wonder how much the preseason ranking goes into the thought process, too, because I think you should get more credit if you were a team ranked low in the preseason, but then all of a sudden you're now in this discussion at the end of the
day. That's fair. So. All right, I'm going to talk about this a lot more tomorrow. Now, you're going to be over on the other side working 10 to 2, so you're not going to be with me tomorrow. But Juan Soto apparently has multiple offers all north of $600 million.
Ow!
And at least one outlet, SNY, who is owned by the New York Mets, who is one of the teams that is heavily pursuing Juan Soto, is saying, hey, man, this decision can be made and probably will be locked up before the winter meetings in baseball begin next Monday and before presumably all the executives get to the hotel bar on Sunday night.
Well,
do you buy those two scenarios that this thing could end as quickly as Saturday?
It could, I guess. But what's the benefit is that for Juan?
I don't know. Well, the benefit is he gets to lock up his future.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do you think that there are offers on the table, right? Do you think that the offers on the table are the best offers he will get? Do you think there's
if you haven't made an offer now, you're just being stubborn and you're waiting like to the very last minute to see if you could jump in there and finagle something. Like Toronto, Boston, the Yankees, the Mets, I believe are the four teams that are known to have made offers. Now, maybe there's a mystery team. Notice how I didn't say the Nationals. Notice how I didn't say the Dodgers.
The Dodgers have already been.
Oh yeah, the Dodgers are not going to go there. But I'm just saying. No Phillies, no Atlanta. Toronto is the interesting one here because I would say they have to way outbid the others.
Because it's Toronto.
Yeah. Even though Toronto's a great city, you got to get a player to go out of the country and play out of the country.
Correct.
And deal with all that nonsense. All right, I'm going to do more on that tomorrow. That is how we do that.
Clean up in aisle three.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.